Well, as Mike said, one of the teams in the playoffs is the Washington Nationals. They will take on the San Francisco Giants tomorrow at home after beating the Miami Marlins over the weekend.
Jordan Zimmermann with his 14th win of the year. What an amazing moment. The Nationals win their 96th game of the year, 30 games over 500, and they go roaring with their fans into the playoffs.
Now, the Nationals are the newest team in Major League Baseball, having moved to Washington in 2005 from Montreal. Matt Bush is a reporter with WAMU, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Good to be here.
Well, what are fans expecting? And we should say this isn't the first time that the Nationals have made the playoffs. It's the second, but still kind of a new phenomenon.
Very much so. And I think this year, having had the season 2 years ago when they made the playoffs and then lost in such a heartbreaking fashion in Game 5 to the Cardinals, maybe a little more realistic expectations with fans this year. But, you know, in the National League, the Nationals are certainly the class of the league going into the playoffs. They are the team that has the fewest question marks. And this really looks like a team that has been playing its best baseball as the regular season concluded. This looks like a team that can make a very, very deep run.
And tell me about Natitude. What exactly is that?
Well, Natitude was sort of this ad slogan that the team came up with a few years ago, and that sort of took off. It's big on social media. It's a hashtag that fans use to show their Natitude. You know, when the Nationals moved here in 2005, they were competing with the Baltimore Orioles and still do to this day. The Orioles considered D.C. part of their market, and for the 34 years that there was no team here in D.C., Baltimore considered D.C. the market. They even had a team store just blocks from the White House in Farragut Square. So they considered it that way. And there's a lot of people in D.C. who felt the Orioles were keeping a team from moving here. So when the Nationals came here, they had to sort of fight to begin to create an identity to get some of those fans to be Nationals fans instead of being Orioles fans. So when Natitude came up, you know, that was a way for them to really begin to create an identity. But I think even bigger identity and bigger drawing card was that the Nationals started winning. And
right.
That really helps more than anything.
But what about now? Because both the Orioles and the Nationals are in the playoffs. Where are D.C. people coming down on their allegiances to teams in baseball?
New York Times had this breakdown by zip code all through the United States, by each zip code of which team was the most favored. And it was very interesting to look at it, what it would be here in the D.C. area, because not only do you have the city itself, you have the suburbs in Maryland, and then you have Northern Virginia. And Northern Virginia and D.C., the Nationals were dominant in all those zip codes, according to this interactive map. Now, in Maryland, there are two suburban counties that are part of the D.C. market. They're both now the most populous jurisdictions in the state of Maryland. One is Montgomery County, which is the biggest now population. Wise in Maryland. That goes for the Nationals, whereas Prince George's County, which is next to it, goes for the Orioles. And I think maybe the reason for that is Montgomery County, I think, identifies more with D.C. because they have a lot of government agencies there, the National Institutes of Health, New Walter Reed, the old Bethesda Naval Hospital, the Food and Drug Administration. That county seems to identify more with D.C. just because of that, whereas Prince George's County is more of what traditionally stands for Maryland. So I think it's not too surprising to see that that's how that shook down. But it's going to be very interesting as the playoffs go on here. They both made it 2 years ago also, but neither got out of the first round. We'll see if that changes this time.
Well, and I should say, non-scientific poll here, but our producer, Erica, who is from Montgomery County, is a Nats fan. So there's
there
that.
You go.
Matt Bush, reporter with WAMU in Washington, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Thanks so much.
Thank you.